Log Talk Radio.
Please. And worship at Lord God. We worship you, God. Come before you, Lord God, with thanksgiving and praise, God. We bow out in your presence, oh God, to worship you because you are God, oh God. God, there is none like you, oh God. Father God, in your presence, oh God. Oh God, sickness have to flee tonight, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, yes, Lord God. Mm.
Praise God. Don't you want the righteousness of God to be revealed in you tonight? Praise God. God is just that kind of God. Yes, he is. He wants to reveal himself to you more and more and more each day. Praise God. He wants to reflect refresh us every day in the Spirit so that we can walk in the Spirit and fulfill the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So he wants his righteousness to be revealed in us. Well, good evening, good evening. This is your old standby that's been gone from you a couple of days. Not long. I wasn't gone too long, I don't think. But I shouldn't have missed you all. I miss you so much. Been on that vacation. It was nice. It was real. I rode on sand mountains, falling down in SUVs, praise God, riding on camels and all that kind of good stuff, going in the palaces, and it was a nice little trip, but not like being back here with you. Praise God. I am so glad to be back here with you again this afternoon. God is good. And it is just so good when you can just continue to praise God wherever you are. Praise God. I was over there, and I was in Muslim country, praise God, where you can't talk about Jesus. You can't fold your hands in the mosque and all that kind of stuff. But guess what? God will make a way for you to minister to someone, and I did get a chance to. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There was a lady, she told me she had lost her husband. Praise God. And she wanted me to keep her in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I told her that I would. And she said her son-in-law had gotten killed and the daughter was taking it so hard. Praise God. You know, God's got people everywhere that he wants you to minister to, that need to be ministered to. And God uses us for a purpose and a time and a season, praise God. God is not going to let his work go undone, praise God. So I'm going to stay in touch with this lady, and I'm going to pray for her because they were hurting real bad. We all need somebody to pray for us way over in Muslim land, even though that wasn't her hometown. She was from Savannah, Georgia, but she was working over there. Praise the Lord. Well, let's go to prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for your presence. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy. Thank you, God, for loving us. Oh, God. Oh, God, you just loved upon us as we love upon you, and you just pours out your Spirit, God. Oh, God, to help us, oh, God, along the way. You don't leave us comfortless, God, when we need comfort. You don't need us, God, when we feel helpless, God. God, you just undergird us, oh, God, and helps us and takes us all the way, God. Thank you, Father, for being our Father. Thank you, Lord God, for being everything that we need, God. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that you are more than enough, God. We don't have to look for nothing else to help us, oh God, when we're going through trials and tribulations. You are our helper. Hallelujah. We can look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our lives. God, you know the beginning and you know the end. Praise God. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, you won't let no good thing escape us, because you said that you would give us good things, good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Will you give to your children, God? You would truly do just that. Hallelujah. We don't know how it's going to come. We don't know where it's going to come from, how it's going, but we know a God that holds all power in his hand. Praise God. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's favorite ministry tonight. If there is anyone on new tonight, praise God, we are reaching out to you. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through, some kind of sickness or some kind of hurts. You know, hurts, we all get hurt in some kind of way, praise God. But God's favorites are here tonight, reaching out to your hurts, hoping that we can say something that will help you along the way. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me. Jesus bids us to come all the time. Come to him. Don't put your arms and your faith in the arms of flesh, but come to him. And that's all we have to give you is Jesus. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I God said, I will give you rest. He will give you rest from all the trials and the tribulation and the toiling that you're going through down here. He knows what you're going to go through. Praise God, praise God. So we backfired up. We ready to go into the new year. Praise God. And if anybody, we had a good time yesterday. Wonderful Christmas dinner yesterday. Closing out for the year here at the house. We're going to have a beginning one next year, the washing of the feet of the Lord. Say the same. If anybody in the area, you are welcome to come and be with us, because we believe in trying to give God all that we can while we can. Praise God. Well, before I go any further, is there anybody on tonight that have a prayer request? You press 1, praise God. We want to pray for you tonight. Praise God, if there is anyone. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Minister Keys, would she like to pray over the prayer request tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
I will.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So glad to hear that voice of yours tonight. I am so elated. Hallelujah. You are just a precious jewel. Hallelujah. Praise God. At this time, we pray that some, we are a precious jewel, and we want to be a precious jewel in his crown. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there any? Okay, let's see here. 317, go forth.
Praise God. I need the prayer for myself.
Uh-huh.
And I need prayer for myself. I don't know, some kind of stomach virus or something going around. And for my grandson, my great grandchild. He's having a problem with an earache.
Okay.
Kind of hard to catch, but just pray for the family.
Okay.
Can I have your name, please?
Yes.
Pastor Joyce.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And the next person, 874.
Good evening. Cynthia Willard Lewis, Pastor Vivian.
Yes.
And thank you for hosting us this evening. I'd like to ask for prayers for the Willard family, for myself, that the will of God is manifested, favor of God falls afresh. I'd also like to ask for favor for my little sister, Lucita, who has a very important meeting with the IRS on Tuesday, and she is asking for prayers from all the saints for favor and relief from what they're demanding. Thank you for your prayers.
Amen. All right. Minister Gwen.
Yes, good evening. I'm just asking for prayers for healing for myself. I've been having this coughing to come back and some pain in my chest. And I'm believing for total healing for myself. Thank you.
God bless you. All right. Sister Rebecca.
Good evening, everyone. I'm asking for prayers for my family, for peace in my family, and healing also, and wholeness. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Minister Ada.
Good evening, everybody. I'm asking for prayer for my siblings, me and my siblings, for love, peace, and unity regarding my mom's property. And I'm also thanking God, because I have an oncology appointment tomorrow, but I know that all is well
Amen.
With my oncology appointment. So I'm just thanking God for that and for a financial breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let me see. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so. If I did, I am sorry. I'm thinking I got everybody. All right. You may go forth in prayer, my dear sister.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Father God, we're coming unto you this evening, dear Lord. Lord, saying thank you, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that things are as well as they are for each and every one. Dear God, we're praying. Pastor Joyce herself is praying for herself, Father God. Father God, you know what she stands in need of, dear Lord. She's coming to you on behalf of herself, Lord. Her grandson, dear God, he's having problems with his ear, dear Lord. Father God, touch his body, Lord. Heal his body, dear Lord. Father God, Cynthia Lewis is coming to you, Lord. She's praying for the Willard family, Lord. Favor, Lord. Favor for her little sister, dear God. Favor and release, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for working out the situation. We thank you for what you're going to do, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you. Minister Gwen Bernardo is coming to you, dear Lord. Father God, she's standing in need of healing, Lord. She needs a touch from you, Lord. Father God, healing in her body, dear Lord. The cough that's been bothering her, it seems to be coming back, dear Lord. Father God, she just asks that you just heal, Lord. Heal as only you can heal. Sister Rebecca is coming, dear God. She's asking for prayer, peace in the family, dear Lord. Peace and healing, Lord. Touch her grandson, dear Lord. Father God, heal, Lord. Give them peace, Lord. Bind them together closer than close, dear Lord. Sister Ada, Mother Ada is coming to you, Lord. Peace, unity, and love for her family, Lord. A financial breakthrough, dear God. Lord, let everything go well with her oncology appointment, with the oncologist, dear Lord. Father God, you know what she's standing in need of, Father God. Father God, these mothers are coming to you, dear Lord. They're coming to you, bringing their families to you, Lord, for peace, Lord. Peace in family, unity, Lord. Healing, Lord. Touch bodies that need to be touched, dear Lord. Father God, we just thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you're going to bind them, those families together closer than close. Father God, you'll just be in the midst of everything, dear Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you that confusion will be turned around. It won't be any confusion. We thank you for your touch, Lord, that you're just going to heal bodies, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do for Cynthia Lewis and the Willard family. Thank you, Lord, for how you're going to answer Pastor Joyce, dear God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Lewis' sister, Lord. Favor and release. Yes, we thank you, Lord, for the favor you're pouring upon her, dear Lord. We thank you for that breakthrough you're giving to Sister Ada. Thank you, Lord, for the financial breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing for each and every one on this line. We thank you that they were able to come. We thank you for touching. We thank you for healing. We thank you for just being with them. We thank you for being the doctor, Lord, for being the lawyer, Lord, for being the peacemaker, Lord, just for being everything, Lord, that we need. We know you are the great I am, and we thank you for that. We thank you for working out each and every situation that is going on. We thank you for the concerns we're bringing to you. We thank you for those that I may not have spoken and you know about, dear God. Father God, work it out, because before anyone uttered a word, you were there. You know what's in our minds. You know what our thoughts are, dear Lord. And we thank you for working out those situations. We thank you for showing yourself mightily, dear Lord. We thank you for turning around situations, Lord, and working it out for your glory, Lord. We thank you, dear Father, for everything you're doing. We thank you for our life, health, and strength. We thank you for being with us today. We thank you, Lord, that things are as well as they are. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, dear Lord, for your precious son. We thank you, Lord, that he paid the price already for us, Lord. Help us now, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help, Lord. Help. We're standing in the need of you. Thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. Thank you for working out those situations. Thank you, Lord, that we're able to come to you and we realize that we cannot do it alone, but we need you to do it, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for the healing touch that you're giving to our loved ones. We thank you for your saving grace, Lord. We thank you how you're saving our unsaved loved ones. We thank you for turning around these situations. Father God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, I'm lifting up the prayers to you, dear God, thanking you for what you're doing, thanking you for working out miracles, Lord. Thank you for working them out. Thank you for turning around bad situations. Thank you for opening up jobs, Lord. Thank you for opening up homes, Lord, for the homeless. Thank you, Lord, for touching those that's in the courtroom, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, that those that are behind bars, that you'll just touch, heal, and save, Lord. You'll release those that are in there unjustly, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for everything you're doing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Felicia. Oh, thank God for this praying woman. She's a prayer machine, but she really touches heaven. Praise God. Thank you so much, my dear. Praise
yes,
God.
Ma'am. Thank well, you. Amen.
We have a message tonight from none other than Pastor Stephen Badu. And as soon as we're going to ask for a song from Minister T, Pastor Badu, if some of you have heard him before, but this man has really been pouring out his heart since he's been here, different places, here in the home, today. I mean, this man been a preaching machine, but not just a preaching machine. He's been bringing the word from the God. And I tell you, he's been speaking from the articles of heaven. So I want you all to sit back, get the pen and paper, because I'm telling you, it's been great. It's just been wonderful. So at this time, we're going to have a song from Minister Jackie Keys, and then you will hear from the man of God. Hallelujah. Go for it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. He changed my life. He changed my life. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. Yes, you have, Lord. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. You made a way when I couldn't see my way. You made a way when I know the direction I was going in. But you made a way. I just want to thank you, Lord. That's on today, Lord. For traveling grace. Hallelujah. For traveling grace. For traveling grace. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. You're amazing grace. I just want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, on tonight. God bless you.
This is Pastor Stephen Bedard.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. We thank God for tonight. We trust the good Lord to visit us once again. We believe that tonight is going to do a new thing in this gathering. I want to greet each and every one of you for making time this evening for us to come together and see the face of God. We believe that will be a blessing to all of us. Are listening and praying together, because that is what God wants us to do. Tonight, I would like to share briefly with you the word of God. In Job chapter 3, verse 25 and 26. Job chapter 3, 25 and 26. I read, "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet yet troubled, saying, the pain I fear most, a great fear has happened to me." This is a statement of Job. You know, when you read Job chapter 1, it talks about Job, who comes from the land of Uz. And his name, Job, this man was a perfect and upright man before God. Bible says that he feared God. And therefore, Job had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And Bible says that among all the men in the East, Job was the most greatest of them all. Because he was a man of substance. But when you read the account of Job, there is one thing that tormented Job. And Job couldn't stand against that pain, and it became a torment, a thorn in his flesh. What is the very thing that Job couldn't dealt with, but became a torment or a thorn in his flesh? That is fear. And as you read in Job 3:25, it said that, "For the pain which I greatly fear comes upon me, and that of which I am afraid." Beloved, this evening I want you to understand that fear is really, really destroying a lot of people in this Christendom. Fear is making us vulnerable to approach even the throne room of grace to ask for mercies of God. Fear has made a lot of us weak. Fear has intimidated a lot of us and has prevented us from even seeing the glory of God in the land of the living. Fear has denied us from taking our place in the Lord. But tonight, I want to assure you and let you know, in line with 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that says that, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." If God Amen. Has given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, then we must deal with the spirit of fear, which is hampering our growth, tormenting our finances, bringing sickness and disease into our life. It's fear. This is not how God made us. This is not what began from the Genesis. This is not what God gave unto us. Fear has made a lot of people quail into their shell, and we are not even making impact in our life. Let's look at the Judges chapter 6. There was a man called Gideon. Gideon was a man that God called to save children of Israel. And as God called Gideon, he was doing his own thing. He was hidden even to hear from the word of the Lord. And God said, I have called you. Go and rescue my children of Israel. But Gideon began to give a lot of excuses to God. He felt like he's not a man. He couldn't stand. He couldn't lead. But God encouraged him and assured him that he will be with him. He will go with him. He shouldn't fear. Gideon persisted in his denial and doubt of God and said, if really you are the God that walk with our fathers and perform miracles and signs and wonders, what are the miracles that our fathers told us about? Why can't you do the same thing for us? But this is the same person that God has assured him that he is going to go with him and help him to fight the battles and deliver his people. Fear has crept into many hearts, and it has brought doubt into our life. But I want to assure you, we are in December. Today is 10th, December 2023. Speak as a servant of the Lord. That every fear tormenting your life must leave now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Fear has killed our joy, and fear is not making us to move forward and take what belongs to us. Today, if the devil is stealing anything, any precious thing from your life, I stand in the blood of Jesus Christ. I negate every demonic activities and attack surrounding your life in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
We speak the spirit of boldness. One thing about fear, if you don't confront your fear and overcome your fear, it will take what belongs to you. It will steal what belongs to you. We must stand and confront fear and overcome our fears. Hallelujah. This is very important. That sickness, that disease, that oppression, that suppression, we must stand and declare that, Lord, this is not what you began with us. This is not what you started with us. Sickness don't have part in our body. And as you speak and confess and proclaim, God will bring the liberty and total healing that you deserve. I see God healing you right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
For this purpose you came. Deal with your fear. Deal with your fear tormenting your life. If you don't deal with it tonight, it wouldn't be of help to us. 2024 is just around the corner. Beloved, we are not going to get into 2024 with the spirit of fear. 2024 will be our year of acceleration, and therefore we must deal with every fear that is becoming a stumbling block to our breakthroughs, that is becoming a stumbling block for us not to enter into our inheritance. We are dealing with it tonight, right now, because God is with us, and God will fight for us. Fear must live our life, and fear must leave us and leave us entirely. You can do all things because Christ is the one who will strengthen you. Christ is the one who empowers you. Christ is the one who is backing you. And if Christ be for you, nothing can be against you. Nothing can stop you. You must move forward. Don't look at the giant. Don't look at what is before you. Don't look at what you see. Look beyond that. Look beyond what you are seeing today, because there is victory ahead. There is success ahead.
Come on.
There is breakthrough ahead. When you leap over this wall, you will encounter supernatural breakthroughs. This very wall, you must leap over it. Don't look at the truth. You must leap over them, because God is your great reward. Tonight, I see liberation. I see total set free. I see freedom. I see God making it tough for us, because fear is no more part of our life.
Hallelujah.
His strength has perfected our weakness.
Yes.
Tonight, say to fear, no more.
No more.
Tonight, say to
no
fear
more.
That I
no
can more. Do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
Tonight, speak to
Hallelujah.
The one on the sick bed that you are healed in Jesus' name. Tonight, speak to that bad problem that no more your time has come. Tonight, speak to that which is harassing and tormenting your life. The end must come, and the glory must be ascribed unto God. Don't entertain fear. Fear is not a good thing. Job entertained fear, and because of that, anytime his children go on to feast, the next morning he has to wake up early morning and perform sacrifices and do burnt offering and all that, because he had fear in his life that his children may deny God or curse God and turn their back onto God. Instead of him teaching them to know God, he was performing these sacrifices because of fear. But tonight, I see a release coming. I see a release coming in the name of Jesus Christ. Every home, I speak into every home, every heart, every soul, every ears that hear my voice. God is bringing that set free in the name of Jesus Christ. May God be with you. May God guide you. And may God speak peace into your home. May God restore your finances. May God restore your health. And may God do new things with you and give you testimonies, mind-blowing testimonies, in Jesus' name. Go in the power of his might and conquer and rule and have dominion in Jesus' name. May the saints shout hallelujah.
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 We get rid of fear.
Hallelujah.
Fear.
Hallelujah.
Fear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The man of God just told us, hallelujah, how to deal with this thing to come into a new year, praise God. We are not going to be crippled. Look what he said. He said, God, come on, get him.
Hallelujah.
And Gideon was so fearful that he didn't want to obey God. We don't want to. Hey, somebody, y'all better get this tonight. Gideon didn't want to obey God. We want to be obedient to God, praise God. We want to obey God. We don't want God to chastise us because we're being disobedient. No matter what we're going through, God will give us a way of escape. Praise God. He will fight. I mean, all the word is there. He will fight the battle for us. But if we got this fear that's hindering us, hey, hallelujah, praise God. If you got fear in any kind of way stopping you from doing anything that God has called you to do, or anything that you're afraid of, that gonna happen to you, and it ain't happened. You know how we get. Come on, sometimes we got fear hindering us, and it ain't never happened yet. Come on, somebody. We're gonna get rid of that thing tonight, as he just prophesied and said. This is the end of that. You're going to walk in victory. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just thank God for this man of God that he has brought all the way from Africa, all the way over here to touch our lives, to encourage our lives. Praise God. Because we all know we fight with some kind of fear. We do. I know. Praise God. We got to just acknowledge. We got to acknowledge where we are. Praise God. I wanted to know this sister Shawanda, was she on tonight, that she could bring us a little praise song. Then I'm going to get back to this fear and close it out. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, we are getting ready. We're getting ready to go into a new year. And you can't bring them old things that you got now into this new year. Praise God. Hallelujah. We getting ready for God to do great things. Great things. Awesome things. Hallelujah. Go for it, my sister.
Amen. Praise God. I thank God for that word tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Truly, the Lord is doing great things in each and every one of our lives. And I just believe God for the and what man says impossible, God says is possible. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you and me, my very soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus.
It's good.
And all he's done for you and me. My very soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for setting us free. Praise God for healing you and me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name tonight. Amen.
Yes. You know, I bring songs sometime at the end because, hallelujah, God said songs and praises are weapons of war. Praise God. So we got to war against this fear that comes with me. Hallelujah. We got the war against the devil and everyone that comes together. Sister Zadie, do you have a quick praise song? Praise God. Fear is not going to stay here. Fear is not going to stay here. He done declared it over you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes. I was just singing in my spirit. I cannot make a world holy in my hand. I cannot take the lightning, flash it across the land. I cannot, name the stars above. Not count the grain of sand.
Yeah.
But oh, I have a father.
Come on.
A father who came.
Yes.
Oh, he sits high. And he looked low. Oh, he got my footsteps. Wherever I go. And when I don't understand, Oh, I have a father. I have a father who can. Oh, I have a father. I have a father. I have a father. I have a father. For he sits high and he looks low.
Yeah.
He goes down wherever I go. And when I don't understand, oh, I have a father. I have a father who came.
Amen.
All right, now, all right, y'all. She just told you again, you got a father who can help you to fight this fear. Even Joe, the last one I'm going to mention that Pastor Stephen talked about tonight. Joe is one who feared God. But guess what? Somewhere in your fear stepped in. Don't let fear grip your heart tonight. Praise God. When the trials and the tribulations come, lean upon Jesus. I have a Father who can. Praise God. Hallelujah. When the things of this world and the trials of this world get so heavy, lean on your Father. Lean on your Father. Lean on your Father. He's the one who cares. He's the one that knows what's going to come up on you. There's nothing too hard that God can't do. Hallelujah. The word is here for us, and the power of God is here for us. Hallelujah. God will be your righteous judge. When someone else try to judge you, God is your righteous judge. And let him be your judge. Let him be your comforter. Let him be your peace. Let him be everything that you may need. Praise God. The Lord is your shepherd, and he is the one going to be the shepherd over you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, again, I am so glad to be back with you all, starting it off, kicking it off. Praise God. Pastor Steve will be back here next Sunday with us. Praise God, if the Lord's willing. Well, we know it will be because God, hallelujah, is in the midst of this thing. Praise God. And we are just going from churches to churches. Praise God. We are having a great time in the Lord. Praise God. So if you want Pastor Steve to come to your church, if you're in the surrounding area, just let me know. Praise God. But God is doing great things. I mean doing great things. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he give you peace in Jesus' name. Praise God. Be with us on Friday night with Minister Janice. On Saturday night, Minister Janice at 8, Saturday night with Sister Zadie that just finished singing, praise God, and right here with your own, me on Sunday night, praise God. I just love to see y'all come on and praise the Lord together. God blessings be upon you. Until next week, bye-bye now.
Night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Be blessed.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Be blessed.
Good night. Good night.
Hello, are you calling?
I am. Oh, let me see.